KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
Coming up on KOMO News, police say an armed robber was shot who has shot two clerks over 2 days. They fear he'll strike again. Also on the way,
Tim Iman accuses the AG of sabotage. I'm Jeff Posola with the story.
After ABC News, it's 12 midnight.
From ABC News, I'm Todd Ant. House lawmakers are taking the next step in the impeachment investigation as the House Speaker makes a major move in the proceedings.
The House Judiciary Committee has announced it's holding its next hearing in the impeachment probe against President Trump on Monday. The committee will hear presentations on the evidence in the inquiry. According to the release, staff counsels for the majority and minority will present to their respective committees. This comes as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Thursday announced that she has instructed House Democrats to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. Mona Kosar Abdi, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Senate Republicans weighing in after hearing the House will move forward on the impeachment process. North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer wants to get it done with.
Frankly, I'm glad. I'm glad we're getting to it sooner rather than later. I think time is somewhat of the essence. People are tired of it, and there's an election coming.
A trial would move the Senate should the House vote to impeach President Trump. A possible preview of the next Democratic debate as 2020 candidate Elizabeth Warren goes after rival Pete Buttigieg, citing transparency concerns after Senator Warren spoke in Boston Thursday. Speaking to reporters, she said Mayor Buttigieg holding closed-door fundraisers and having political fundraisers who receive campaign titles.
Now, Pete should open up the doors so that anyone can come in and report on what's being said. Those doors shouldn't be closed, and no one should be left to wonder what kind of promises are being made.
In response, a Buttigieg advisor tweeting, quote, if Warren wants to have a debate about transparency, she can start by opening up the doors to the decades of tax returns she's hiding from her work as a corporate lawyer. Uber is out with a long-awaited safety report that contains alarming numbers on sexual crimes. Out of 2 billion rides, there were 5,981 reports of sexual abuse between 2017 and 2018. This is ABC News.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. gohernext.com.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Four people are dead after an attempted truck carjacking ends in a shootout. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
A pair of suspects shooting, say police, after robbing a Coral Gables, Florida jewelry store, then stealing a UPS truck with the driver inside. Cops chasing the truck through two Florida counties. FBI agent in charge George Pirro saying the suspects then shot at police who returned fire.
The suspects are now deceased, but two additional innocent civilians were also deceased.
The UPS driver and a bystander. Police offering condolences. That shootout that ended the chase at a busy intersection 20 miles away in Miramar. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A prime suspect in the car bomb killing of a Maltese journalist says a close friend of the prime minister is linked to the murder. ABC's Megan Williams reports that the murder is bringing down Malta's government.
The top suspect in the murder of corruption-revealing journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia told a court in Malta on Thursday that he received regular intel about the investigation into her 2017 car bomb killing from the prime minister's ex-chief of staff, who he says is linked to the murder. Maltese businessman Jorgen Fenich was charged with ordering the journalist's killing after a middleman fingered him last week. Malta's prime minister announced earlier this week that he will step down as leader in January over his mishandling of the investigation. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
This is ABC News.
KOMO News Time, 12:04.
KOMO AAA Traffic.
I'm Jay Phillips in the Como Traffic Center. Highway 99 on the Aurora Bridge is reduced to one lane in each direction for road work until 5 a.m. In Tukwila on State Route 518, one lane is closed in each direction near 42nd Avenue South. And in Tacoma, eastbound Highway 16 at Union Avenue, the right lane is closed for road work overnight until 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm Jay Phillips, Como 24/7 Traffic.
Shannon O'Donnell has the forecast.
Hi, everybody. It is Friday. TGIF Friday morning is here. A little bit murky in parts of the South Sound, otherwise quiet again. We'll increase our cloud cover throughout the day, but what a mild afternoon. Highs well into the 50s for many of us. It is December, right? Eventually, the rain returns Friday night into Saturday morning, and we'll see a fair amount of mountain snow over the resorts. At least a couple of inches expected across White Pass and Crystal Mountain. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Right now, 40 degrees in Seattle.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Como News.
Como News time, 5 after the hour. Art Sanders' top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Police say an armed robber has shot two clerks over 2 days, and there's fear he'll strike again. Como's Cole Miller reports investigators say he hit a 7-Eleven in Tacoma Wednesday and then shot the clerk at a Chevron station in Midland Thursday morning.
Deputies say an armed man came inside, held up that clerk at gunpoint, and then pulled the trigger. You can hear his demands.
Somebody check. I'll shoot you.
And we're told he's the same guy who shot a clerk Wednesday morning in Tacoma.
It's kind of hard because I do work in this industry and it's kind of scary.
At Park Avenue Foods on South 72nd Street, handgun on his hip, Young Chin.
We've been robbed one time at gunpoint and that's why we carry now.
An arrest can't come soon enough.
Everybody's on high alert here.
As for that clerk that was shot on Wednesday, we know that he was hit in the leg and he should make a full recovery.
The clerk shot Thursday morning remains in the ICU. The Seattle Archdiocese has settled with a sex abuse victim for $300,000. In a press release, the church says the victim was abused by brother G.A. Keeley, who taught at O'Day High School from the 60s to the 80s. Several others have also accused Keeley of sex crimes. Victim advocate Mary Dispenza, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says the church should be more transparent.
There are more stories to be told. As long as the records remain under lock and key, we will never know the extent of the stories.
The church urges those who believe if they were victims of abuse to call police, then report it to the Archdiocese as well. Keeley died in 1996. Tim Iman wants Attorney General Bob Ferguson kicked off the 976 appeal.
Iman filed a motion in King County Court today to have outside counsel brought in because he feels Ferguson sabotaged the case.
At this point, all we can do is basically clean up the mess that Bob Ferguson made in the first place.
He says the Attorney General's office intentionally did a poor job defending the $30 car tabs initiative. Solicitor General Noah Purcell.
That's absolutely ridiculous. We have done everything in our power to defend this initiative over the last few weeks.
Iman is, of course, also running for governor, so we've reached out to Jay Inslee for comment, but have not heard back. Jeff Pogela, Como News.
Deputies say a man used a meat cleaver in a robbery in SeaTac last night. They're still searching for the two men who robbed a man along 176th and 34th. The meat cleaver left behind belonged to one of the thieves. No one was hurt, and no one's been arrested. A regional approach to homelessness will move forward, but with a structure very different from the original proposal, Como's Ryan Harris explains.
Instead of a regional homelessness authority, the amended plan approved unanimously by the county's regional policy committee calls for a regional agency with a board which would give more power to elected officials from the cities involved, with a quarter of the votes going to people who've been homeless. That's less of a voice than those who work with homeless people had hoped for, and many of them urged the committee to keep the original plan. County Council Councilmember Gene Colwell says they were asked to provide that voice and that they take it seriously.
When you deal with legislation, you have to look at what is possible, what is desired, with what can get through. We've taken this seriously. What was transmitted to us was not going to go through.
Seattle City Councilmember Deborah Juarez says her council will also have concerns and will probably also make changes to the plan. Ryan Harris, Como News.
An apartment complex in Everett is open for business nearly 2 years after an arsonist torched all 14 units, killing a woman inside. Since the fire, Everett police have increased their presence and were told that crime in the neighborhood has all but vanished. Como's Patrick Quinn reports.
The new High Ridge apartments in North Everett.
I think they came out beautiful.
A grand reopening after almost 2 years to the day, this same complex in ruins. Charred. A 76-year-old woman died in the aftermath. 41-year-old William Matthews was sentenced to 10 years behind bars for arson and manslaughter. Owner Jim Addington face the tough decision, do you stay or do you go?
Well, you could pocket the insurance money and walk away.
Why didn't you do that?
Because we were committed to this property. Now, I wasn't have any interest in a random arsonist taking that away from us.
It's going to just change the flavor of the whole neighborhood.
Across the street, Brenda Humbert believes the polished apartments will help the neighborhood see a drop in crime.
Already 7 of the 15 units have been rented out. Patrick Quinn, Como News.
Como News time 10 past the hour.
Now, an update from the Harley Exteriors Como Sports Desk.
The Dallas Cowboys dropped their third straight game with a 31-24 loss to the Bears Thursday night in Chicago. The Bears are 7-6 and have won 3 straight. Russell Wilson's glad this week's game against the Rams is Sunday night in primetime. That's because Wilson is 3-0 against the Rams in primetime games. The Seahawks are sitting at 10-2 atop the NFC West. The XFL Seattle Dragons will play their first game in Washington, D.C. February 8th. The team will join the rest of the league in Houston next month for a league-wide training camp. But here in Seattle over the next 2 weeks, the Dragons will be working out and holding an off-season camp of their own. Mike Leach is staying put. Thursday, WSU announced Leach signed a contract extension, adding on to the 5-year, $20 million deal he signed in 2017. Leach is signed through 2024. Art Sanders at your home of the Huskies, Como News.
A quick closing.